Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 64, Change Your Life, Change the World. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series has been about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. In this final episode, Earl brings the entire journey together. The narrator opens with reminding us that of the structure that guided this entire series. C-O-R-E, core, for competency, opportunity, results, and effectiveness. Those four ideas formed the framework for everything we covered. They represent the path from developing yourself to recognizing opportunity to produce meaningful results to living effectively and intentionally. Earl begins with a reading from James Allen's As a Man Thinketh, which teaches that thought and action are angels of our fate. The principle is simple and ancient. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. Good comes from good. Action follows thought. Results follow action. When Earl talks about truly successful people, he's careful to clarify that he does not mean the loudest or most flamboyant. He points to something much quieter at their core. An adherence to the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That simple ethic undergirds lasting success. Another common trait of happiest people, Earl says, is gratitude. Not blind optimism, not naivete, gratitude. They recognize problems, they address them, they move forward, but they do not dwell in resentment. They are grateful for what is working in their lives, and that gratitude crowds out chronic unhappiness. They take life's blows, adjust, and continue. Earl then addresses the idea of luck. Everything, he says, operates under cause and effect. Good outcomes have good causes, just as negative ones do. The luckiest people have positioned themselves well. They prepared, they listened, they learned, they acted. They stayed consistent. What looks like luck from the outside is often preparation meeting opportunity. We should expect good things, not magically, but because we are deliberately planting good seeds. Earl shares a story from Victor Hugo. One day, Hugo was in his office and he saw a large bee trapped between two panes of glass. He tried to rescue it by opening the window and guiding it toward freedom, but the bee didn't understand. It became agitated. It banged harder against the glass. It resisted the very help that was being offered. Eventually, Hugo captured it and gently released it into open air. Hugo wondered, is this how we all sometimes behave? Fighting against the forces that are trying to guide us towards something better? Struggling against help because we don't understand the bigger picture. It's a humbling image. Earl ends the series with one of the most memorable stories of all. A father is watching football with his young son, who comes up and asks to play. Wanting to buy himself some time, the father tears up a newspaper page he was reading that had a map of the world on the cover. And he tore it into small pieces and handed it to his son with tape. He says, "There! Now, go put the world back together," he says. Thinking this is going to take hours, a boy, a short time later, returns with the map perfectly reassembled. The father was, astonished. He asks, "How did you do that so quickly?" The boy replies, "Well, Dad, it was easy." On the other side of the paper was a picture of a man. "I just put the man back together, and that put the world back together." That is the entire message of this program. If you put the man together, you put the world together. So episode 64 leaves us with this. Change begins with thought. Character precedes results. Gratitude sustains happiness. Preparation creates luck. And when we focus on building the individual, discipline, integrity, contribution, the world improves as a byproduct. The revolution is personal before it is global. As the ancient words remind us, "As ye sow, so shall ye reap." And as Earl said so many years ago, just as true today, we become what we think about. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today. Thank you.